Elvis Presley may have been the king, but his court included composers. And many of his biggest hits, several are in the new Elvis biopic, were written by one songwriting duo. Tim Grieving has that story.
Mike Stoller and Jerry Lieber have collaborated as songwriters for, I guess, about 7 years, haven't you?
That's right.
Go ahead, give us the titles.
Hound Dog and Jailhouse Rock, and I think your big new hit is Don't. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Mike Stoller was 17 and playing piano around L.A. when a total stranger, Jerry Lieber, called him out of the blue.
And we had this funny conversation on the phone where he asked me if I would like to write songs with him, and I said no. And he said, well, why not? I said, I don't like songs I hear on the radio. And he said this word that has stayed with me because it changed my life. He said, well, nevertheless, I think we ought to meet.
They did meet, hit it off, and these two Jewish white boys quickly carved a niche by writing rhythm and blues music for black artists. One of their earliest hits was for Big Mama Thornton, a belter from Alabama.
You!
Four years later, Stoller went on an ocean trip to Europe with his wife, and on his voyage home, the ship sank.
When I arrived on a freighter that picked us up, Jerry was at the dock. First thing he said to me was, Mike, we got a smash hit. I said, you're kidding. He said, no, Hound Dog. I said, Big Mama Thornton. He said, no, some white kid named Elvis Presley.
Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie.
The music publishers who controlled Elvis Presley music asked if we had anything else that might be good for Elvis, and Jerry thought of this kind of blues ballad we had written called Love Me. You know, treat me like a fool.
Treat me mean and cruel, but love me.
And he loved it, and he recorded it, and it became a hit. And then they kept asking for more songs.
Stoller and Lieber became Elvis's good luck charms. The duo wrote a parade of hits for the king, including
I will spend my whole life through loving you.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping.
Of course, Elvis wasn't the only interpreter of Stoller and Lieber's songs. They also wrote the hits On Broadway, Yakety Yak, and Love Potion No. 9. Maybe their most enduring song, though, was one they wrote with Ben E. King in 1960.
When the night has come and the land is dark.
Mike Stoller wagers Stand By Me has been covered 1,000 times. A few years ago, it serenaded a real-life prince and princess at the royal wedding for Harry and Meghan.
So darling, darling, stand by me.
What I think this arrangement did was it opened up the song in a completely different way to people.
Karen Gibson is conductor of the Kingdom Choir, who gave that performance. At the royal couple's request, Gibson and her choir pared the song down to its simplest elements.
You'd have thought that you couldn't sing the song without that bass line, doom, doom, doo-doom-doom, doom, that everybody knew, so, so familiar. So accessible. But this arrangement shows that the song is strong in itself.
So darling, darling, stand by me.
When the songwriter, Mike Stoller, heard it,
I loved it. I was so moved by it also.
Through Big Mama Thornton, to Elvis, to the Kingdom Choir, Mike Stoller has been keeping us company for 70 years. And he's still writing songs. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.